fun interviews to help you discover and learn new things.
And to inspire you to follow your dreams.
This is the Adventuring Sisters Podcast. Oh yeah, baby!
Hi, welcome back to the Adventuring Sisters Podcast. I'm Ellie.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Josie.
Wow, it has really been a long time since our last episode. Last year, we only published 2 episodes, one in February and one in September. So if you're listening, that means you are a brand new listener or one of our loyal listeners. Either way, thank you for listening.
2021 was a crazy year with a lot of changes for our family. Due to these changes, we couldn't really record new episodes. As you will see, with all these changes, our dad has tried his best to keep up with everything, which left little time to record the podcast. This episode you are listening to is going to be a little different. We are going to give you a recap of our year because there are some very notable things that happened last year.
Back in February, we released our 50th episode featuring Lindsay Sterling, and in September, we finally got to meet her in person. Of course, we are skipping around our timeline a bit, but that's just because, as you may know, we have been wanting to interview Miss Lindsay Sterling since we started our podcast.
We got to see her in concert, and we got to meet her right before the concert. Of course, following the social distancing protocols. We got to take a picture with her, which we have not published on our Instagram, but will be up there soon.
Another thing that happened was that in March and April, we moved into a travel trailer and we hit the road.
Since Dad was able to work remotely, our parents decided to travel to visit family.
We also thought that we could save some money by moving into a travel trailer to perhaps buy a house someday, but that hasn't happened yet.
In the last episode, we talked to you about our likes and dislikes about living in a trailer, but maybe we can tell you a little bit more about it.
Yeah, let's do that. So I think the last episode, Ellie, you talked about you liked having your own space. How's that working out for you?
It's going okay. I mean, it's been a little hard since my bed is very fabulous with all the lights hung up. So it's mainly been a lobby for everyone.
Mm. And Carly, you talked about the fact that you like going to new places, but it's also hard because you get to say bye to people. You get to visit them, but you also have to leave them at some point.
Yeah.
Josie, last time we didn't hear about you. What's your favorite part about living in a travel trailer?
Well, I think that my favorite part is that we get to move around with other people.
Yeah. Well, we actually have been in the same place since August, but we're about to hit the road again. And for me, it's been very hard because there's a lot of work that I've been having to do to make things work around here. And also because of another thing that happened. We will talk about it. Well, you heard about it. Mama was pregnant. We were expecting a new little one. And the baby was born December 10th. We'll talk to you about that in just a little bit.
Okay, but I just want to ask you one quick question. We're not really going to hit the road, like slam it, like slam our stuff onto it.
No, that's not what it means to hit the road. Meaning our wheels are going to hit the road. We're going to go on the road. That's what it means.
Okay.
That sounds a lot better, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So what was your favorite places to visit last time we were out and about on the trailer?
Well, whenever we were coming back from Arizona, we visited a couple places. My top favorites were probably the ancient redwoods with very tall trees, and the woods the woods were very pretty. And Ellie, do you want to tell it?
And they were giant, like 50 feet. I think, are they bigger?
It wasn't 50 feet. It was way much bigger.
Right. There were some that were like humongous, 300 feet up in the air.
And there's our special guest, Millie.
The little person you're hearing in the background is Ana Milagros, also known as Millie. It's the new member of the Adventuring Sisters podcast.
Millie Vanilli.
A few moments later.
My favorite was the redwoods.
Why is that?
Because it was very naturey and fun. And yeah. We got to go on a trail that had lots of stuff.
Yeah, the redwoods were definitely my favorite. The trees there are huge, and just everything around it is so beautiful.
Makes you feel very small.
Mm-hmm.
We actually took a day, the first day that we got there. Remember what we did? Or at least we tried? Well, we first did no electronics for that day.
Yeah.
And then we tried to whisper.
Which didn't work.
It didn't work, but it was at least very quiet without all the electronics and all the extra noise. What other places do you remember?
The beaches in California.
Oh yeah, those were awesome.
I didn't really like it because there was bugs.
Yeah, there was one beach that had a lot of, I don't know what they're called, but they're like fleas or something like that, that just bite
they're
you.
Why am they're walking and they scare people?
Yeah, little tiny like insects.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure there's people all around California that has stuff that are getting walked on by those bugs.
Yeah, but I love those beaches because there were these pretty awesome waves, and when we just stood there with the waves hitting against us, and it was so fun because the sand got sucked out from under our feet.
Sometimes I didn't like it because, well, sometimes I just fell down because there were really big waves, and then they hit me, and I fell down, and I got some salt water up my nose and up my mouth.
Yeah, that part's not fun.
Yeah, and we also got to visit like downtown San Luis Obispo.
That was awesome.
We got lost looking for bagels, and we ended up in the campus of Cali. Cal Poly? And then we went up to Oregon. And we went to the coast there, too. And we visited a place where Mama went on a family vacation, Seaside, Oregon.
And it was so awesome there because there were, like, we went to an arcade. And we did little boats. I forgot what they're called.
It's like a paddle boat?
Yeah.
Yeah. That you have to paddle with, or pedal boat, I guess, with your feet. And, of course, with Mama being pregnant, at some point I was the only one pedaling. It was quite a workout for me.
Yeah, it was only like with two people sitting in the front and pedaling.
It was actually quite a. It was definitely a sign of what was to come later, during Mom's pregnancy, mm-hmm. when I was the only one paddling.
There was bunnies there, and I really liked the bunnies. But the hard part was that they pooped a lot, and we had to try and not step on it.
Oh, yeah, there were bunnies at our campsite that were so cute. And we got to feed them a little bit, but there was little rabbit pellets everywhere.
Yep. So we are heading out in a few days. Is there something that you're looking forward to on this trip?
Being in the car and also seeing new things.
I'm really enjoying going to see our family.
Stealing dogs. Because their dogs are cute.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is there something that you would like to experience? Something that you'd like to see?
I would really love to go to the Grand Canyon because we went there. We went there last year for our birthdays, and it was just amazing. Like I could have just sat there all day and just looked at it.
Arizona, because the Grand Canyon was too hot for me.
and it was too high. But I just want to get some ice cream.
There was some stuff that got dropped because from humans.
At the Grand Canyon?
Yes. So they would like go to they go like, oh my gosh, look at this. I'm gonna do this and then tap and then hey, look at this and then wah, and then lean over the side and then pooh. Oh no, my phone.
If anybody has any recommendations for Carly to try for ice cream, we're going to be traveling down I-5 into California, and then we don't know what route we're going to take from there. But we're going to be in Northern California, so if you have a good recommendation for ice cream and a good recommendation for coffee for me, please let me know.
I already tried black licorice ice cream, and it was delicious.
All right. If you follow my Instagram, you will see, I will give it to you straight. There are times when living in a trailer is a lot of work. And I talked on the last episode about my battle with keeping our sewage clean or sewage lines clean and everything. But it got a little bit more intense as the winter came. Yeah, it's been, let's just say I'm really happy to be going to warmer weather. And also just to have some support from family, especially after the baby was born.
As if living in a trailer wasn't enough, we decided to adopt a new member of the family, our tortoise,
Pistachio Bobby Fred.
So we got Pistachio at the Arizona Tortoise Compound.
We got it from the Tortoise Compound. Well, we got him at a
Reptile Expo. And we went there for my birthday. And it was amazing. So many reptiles. I chose Pistachio. I was the one who chose him, actually, because Ellie was probably like, so many choices. I'm going to let you choose, Carly. So I chose him because he was the only male tortoise, and we wanted a male. And so I chose him. He was the only male tortoise that was awake.
And actually, like, moving around.
He was, like, climbing on the ones that were asleep, on the tortoises that were asleep. And whenever he laid down and was burrowing, his feet were, like, stretched out. And none of the other tortoises, like, I'd never seen a tortoise with its legs stretched out sitting there.
Like, they were at the most awkward angles. And the, like, his little wrinkly leg was stretched out. And it was so adorable.
So you've had him since April. What has it been like to have him as a pet?
Before Ellie answers a question, I'm going to tell you after we picked him up. After we found him, or, you know. So Ellie picked him up, and then she passed him over to me. And then he just went like, "Hi, human!" And then he just peed on me.
That's how you know he chose you.
He loves me.
So, life with Pistachio is definitely very entertaining. I think he's really fond of us. When we, like, stick our head into his domain.
Enclosure,
yeah. That. His
domain.
He will stick his head up, and he loves head scratches. Like, he will lift his head so high, and it looks almost like he's stretching his neck out hooded cobra. But also, he is often very moody when we wake him up daily, and he will give us, like, narrowed eyes. He will glare at us. Literally, like, glare.
He also looks at you that way whenever you put him in costumes.
You always know he's unhappy when we put a hat on him because he pees every single time.
Or poops.
And you have lost him a couple of times already, right?
Let's just say, yeah, we lost him about like 10 times.
Yeah, but, okay, so we currently live in a field of basically hay.
It used to be hay.
It used to be hay, now it's growing. But it matched the color of Pistachio's shell. And when he would go wandering off, we would let him go out for walks. And we would let him go wandering off, and we look away for 1 second, and he's just so fast, you never know where he goes. So we, like, look away for, like, 2 minutes and look back again, and you can't see him. It's only, like, you're literally standing right next to him that you notice him.
It wasn't even 2 minutes. It may have been, like, 50 seconds. 2 minutes is a long time.
Yeah. And several times we got super freaked out. I even crawled under our trailer looking for him.
Yeah, there were a few tears.
Mostly by me.
So, like we told you before, our last episode was in September, and that was with the Phoenix Herpetological Sanctuary. While we were in Arizona, we also recorded an episode with Odyssey Aquarium, which we're still going to release. But yeah, just keep on the lookout for that. We recorded an episode, or part of an episode, with one of the Seattle mayoral candidates who actually became mayor. The other candidate did not want to be on our show, or couldn't be on our show, so we decided to not release that episode. So, yeah. And like the girl said, I've been working kind of hard trying to keep up with work, with helping pregnant mama, and with the trailer. So that's why we haven't had an episode. But we will have more episodes because I'm going on paternity leave, and I'm going to try my best to just make things happen for the girls. So now for the best news of this year, or last year, I guess.
So a few days after moving into the trailer, Mom also found out that she was pregnant.
Yep. So any idea that we had of, like, additional adventures and, like, hiking and being more adventurous kind of went out the window, because obviously there's things that a pregnant woman can and shouldn't do. Additionally, after a few months, she started having a little bit of complications just with her body. And the doctor basically put her on almost rest, like almost bed rest, not quite. There's people who definitely are told, don't do that, don't do anything, just lay down and rest. She could still do a few things, but not very much. And finally, December 10th, a day after Mama's birthday, our little Ana Milagros was born. And we're not going to get into all the details of the birth, because some people don't want to hear that, even though it's a natural thing, right? We all were.
Although I myself did not want to hear the details because they were kind of horrifying.
We were all born some one way or another. So we'll spare you the details. If you want to reach out and send us a message and want to hear the story, we will definitely tell you the story. It just Mama just had to have an emergency C-section. It was very stressful. And it was all very quick. And so we are just thankful for the timing and the medical staff. And we are also very thankful for our little baby, Ana Milagros, whom we also call Millie.
We probably need to make a new logo whenever Millie grows up.
Yeah. Tio Angel, if you're listening, we are going to have a new logo, including to include Millie and maybe include Pistachio as well.
Yes, definitely. That would be amazing.
You have to.
So, if you are wondering what Milagros means, it just means miracle.
Mm. Yeah, it means miracle. And what else? So, our Christmas season didn't look like we wanted it to look like. It was a little bit different. It was still good. It was snowing right after Christmas.
Then the pipe froze up.
The pipes froze. Again, more work for me with the trailer. Needless to say, it's been a very busy and tiring season for me. I would not trade it for anything else because I get to experience lots of other crazy and amazing things with these girls. And we're a new baby. And again, we're about to head out onto new adventures.
Yay! Yay!
So people usually do New Year's resolutions where they say they want to change something about themselves or become a better person or a goal that they want to accomplish. Do you have any goals or is there something that you really would like to try in 2022?
I know that this is really big, but I kind of want to try snails. And I also want to get a bearded dragon or a banana python.
Bearded dragon would be awesome.
You want to try snails as in eating snails?
Yep.
Carly, we can definitely find a place for you to try snails. If any of our listeners know a place where they sell escargot, please let us know. We would love to visit and have Carly try it.
And I want to keep a snail as a pet and try and make sure that it won't escape.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Nope. It is because I want it to happen.
Well, actually, we're not bringing any new pets into our household. I wish I could buy you or let you have a bearded dragon or a dog or something. Until we actually find a house, and which may not happen for a while, we may not be able to get any more pets. We have enough with Pistachio.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I really wanted a snail.
Ellie, is there a goal that you have or something that you want to try?
I don't know if I should say this, but I really want to try to read the Bible more daily. It's just something that I really want to accomplish. And I've made some good progress so far.
That's a great goal to have.
I also want to learn more about reptiles. And maybe if Mom and Dad will allow it, get more books about them.
That might be a little bit better than actually adopting an actual reptile. Joe, do you have any goals for this year?
I want to start to play Roblox even though I don't really know how to read or write.
Then how about you focus on reading?
Why not? Why do I have to? Because that's technically kind of boring.
Well, but if you learn how to read, then you will be able to learn all the rules and all the stuff about Roblox.
Fine.
Maybe that will be an incentive for you to learn how to read and write.
What does incentive mean?
Incentive means something that inspires you to do something.
Oh, okay.
Anything else that you want to add to this special episode, comeback episode?
Millie is the cutest baby ever.
Unless
we saw a picture of Pistachio as a baby, then I'm pretty sure he'd be just as cute.
What about me? Was I a cute baby?
Yes, she is currently the cutest baby.
That's exactly right. She is currently the cutest baby of the family. When you were a baby, you were the cutest baby of the family.
Definitely. I would love to do a pop-up singing of We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Oh, I already recorded that.
Oh my god, you did!
Well, maybe no. I recorded something, so you will hear a little bit of the girl singing a song from Encanto at the end of the episode.
That's all we have for now. Please stay tuned to our adventures.
If you have any suggestions on who we should have as a guest, please let us know.
We don't talk about Bruno.
You know who we should have as a guest?
We don't talk about Bruno.
Mr. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
We don't talk about Bruno.
We should have him. I will try my best to get him on our podcast. Maybe it will happen, maybe it won't, but we can try. Girls, how do people get in touch? So if Mr. Lin-Manuel Miranda was listening to our podcast, how can he get in touch with you? What's your email address?
By emailing us at theadventuringsisterspodcast@gmail.com.
Facebook and Instagram, you can find us under at Adventuring Sisters Podcast, and you can find me under at The Papa Abe.
On Twitter, which we are not really that active on, but we will try, you can find us as
at ADV_SIS_podcast.
And that's it for today. If you heard some dogs in the background, I think I heard dogs howling in the background, maybe a little bit of barking. It's because we live right next to a dog kennel. They're the sweetest dogs. It doesn't bother us anymore, but sometimes their sounds do sneak into our mix.
Goodbye.
Until next time, guys.
Yeah. Pistachio says hi, listeners.
That's why coffee's for grown-ups.
Might be a Peppa who controls the weather when she's unhappy while the temperature gets weird. Might see Bruno. We don't talk about Bruno.